Today we celebrate the feast of St. Peter and Paul, and I think it's important for us to realize in our own individual lives or in society at large, whenever we have a spiritual problem, so to speak, our souls are imprisoned. And unfortunately, the devil is very strong, and he has managed to put a very solid guard about to try to prevent a solution to problems. But what do we see the solution is in the epistle? Is it disagreement? Is it coming apart, tearing down? No, that's the devil's work. That's how he gets the problems where they are. No, the solution is prayer. And we do have a problem. And I would just encourage you to please hear me out. I will keep it as short as possible. You know, I don't beat around the bush, and I promise to end on a positive note. This is normally the third Sunday after Pentecost, and in that epistle, St. Peter speaks of the devil being a roaring lion. And indeed, he is consuming our families. And this lion, how does a lion attack? He attacks the sick and the weak. Our families are weak for different reasons. And it's important to remember our duties within the family, God's plan. I know I'm not perfect and none of you are, but we have to strive for that. It does not mean we forget the problem and throw up our hands. Till when? Till it's too late? Who is the watchman? Who is opposing fallen nature in the child? The family that defends its members against all comers, other adults, friends, former friends, be they adults or children, teachers, it's a big part of the problem. We cannot turn a blind eye to fallen nature. We cannot be naive. Will you tell God to talk to the hand on Judgment Day? Then there is nowhere to go but up or down. Women, on the modesty issue, those who dress according to the modesty pamphlet we have in the rack outside, the standards of the church, I thank you and God for your consolation to the Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Heart. Those that do not try to push the line, I pray for your conversion to see the wounds that you cause to your own soul and others, the fresh betrayal you bring to the crucified Savior. Take pity on him, I beg you. Ask our Mother of Sorrows to bend your will, to love God and to seek God, not self. But modesty is not the only issue. In the realm of the family, there is another deep problem. There is a lack of leadership. And we see in the Old Testament the consequence of this. Heli had two sons. He was a priest. He did not correct his children. And there were dire consequences. And I would say in this regard, there's more than enough work for us to do in our own family, in our own parish, without pointing fingers, without worrying about others. We need to worry about ourselves. And we need to pray for the guidance that we need. Those leading need to, called by God to lead, need to start leading. Those following need to start obeying. Until this happens, we cannot hope for change. The current course is fruitless. At the end is a dying parish, souls perishing. Why? The course is guided by defiance and timidity on every level. Rejection of authority, almost all levels of the school. As well, I see it, I hear it, I believe it. Where is it coming from? The world. I've heard it from different sources. We just don't get it. You know, there's a very famous singer listened to by our young grade school students that's mentioned by Father Ephrem in his talk on the dangers of modern music. If you have not heard that or have not listened to it recently, please do as a family. Go to traditionalsermons.org, click on the CMRI link, go to the bottom of the page where all the Fatima conferences are since 2006. And I do believe it was around 2010 he gave that talk, and listen to it, please. Indeed, the world is like a fine dust. It is often hard to notice, hard to guard against. But it's important for us to remember this situation is desperate, but it's not a lost cause. Please don't give up. Don't walk away. Don't throw up your hands. That's the devil's plan. Dissipation, anxiety, apathy. That's what he wants. Don't give it to him. What is the spirit of the world? If you've read through St. Louis de Montfort's prayer, or his preparation for total consecration, this is not my idea. It's not a new problem. But it is very deadly, and getting more deadly and more popular. The spirit of the world consists essentially in the denial of the supreme dominion of God, a denial which is manifest in practice by sin and disobedience. Thus, it is principally opposed to the spirit of Christ, which is also that of Mary. It manifests itself by the concupiscence of the flesh, by the concupiscence of the eyes, and by the pride of life, by disobedience to God's laws and the abuse of created things. Its works are, first, sin in all forms, and then all else by which the devil leads to sin. Works bring error and darkness to the mind. We don't get it. Seduction and corruption to the will. What we need to save our soul. We have to will it. Its pomps are the splendors and charms employed by the devil to render sin alluring in persons, places, and things. And if we're on our guard, I would say to render sin or occasions of sin normal. How is this happening in our world? What are some concrete examples? One parent was telling me they're watching just a cartoon, a typical cartoon. Didn't seem like a big deal. They tried to be vigilant and be a good parent. So they didn't think it wasn't anything would be obvious. But they watched it through, they stopped and they really watched it through a parent's perspective. And it was teaching disrespect. It's not obvious. We have to be smarter by God's grace. Another teacher was telling me the story of Cain and Abel. They asked about that in the classroom. And the student said, that's where Abel's sheep got into Cain's fruit crops, and he got mad and killed him. So almost kind of justifying or giving a little bit of a, it's just totally twisted the story. And that was a movie they had watched. Recently, I hope none of you have seen it, but the movie Noah, the bad angels helped Noah. God commanded, Abraham to, or Noah, to kill his offspring because they were polluting the earth. This is the kind of indoctrination. If we're not careful and not watching, that's what's happening. The spirit of the world is destroying us. Our dear children are being programmed to self-destruct. And we don't even see it. Pray to see it. Call on the grace that you need. I beg and beseech every one of you to wake up before it's too late. What is the spirit of the world? And I may tell you, but you may not like it, but that's not what we need here. It means we have to change, and people naturally don't like change. It's hard work at any time. It's not easy, but it is a mammoth challenge in our world of convenience. God has called us to this. The spirit of the world is a spirit of the devil, which promotes in us the tendency to sin, as it talks of in St. Louis de Montfort's True Devotion. The spirit of lying, immodesty, weakness, defiance. The seven capital sins to make us beasts, too weak to resist to know what we to do what we must do. The spirit of the world also opposes virtue in our lives. It's under the radar. It's in the music. It is the TV, the internet, the sports. It's everywhere. Too often, those we associate with are infected, whether we realize it or not. And if we are not inoculated with a strong spiritual life, we're going to get infected. The problem within the family, the spirit of the world resists correction. Do you? As adults, as students, it is the spirit of rebellion, which is so natural. It is the spirit of the world that justifies and normalizes this defiance, this Luciferian rebellion. Rebellion is normal in fallen nature. Docility to God and his lawful representatives require superhuman strength to conquer self first. We need grace. And there's only two choices. One leads to heaven, one leads to hell. Period. All of us, parents, grandparents, adults, relatives, students, teachers, fear not he who can cast body, can kill the body, but fear he who can cast body and soul into hell. Is it going to even kill you to stand up for what's right? Are you willing to do it? Are you willing to go through hell to get to heaven? Or would you rather go through misery in this life to attain eternal damnation? I'll tell you a little personal story. I know someone. One parent, and unfortunately the devil managed to split the family. The children went with one parent, parent number one first. And parent number one catered to these children, gave them whatever they wanted in their formative years, their young years. Parent number two would not, and then there was a change. Got to the point, parent number one couldn't handle it, couldn't deal with it. I wonder why. Parent number two would not cater, did try to correct. Now, some years later, who do you think they've bonded with? The one that catered to them? They want nothing to do with parent one. If you do not correct, if you do not guide, you will not bond for time or eternity. So you see, they do not like correction, but they need it, and they know it. They appreciate it. They respect it. Why? For the rest of their lives, each time they need backbone as adults, they're going to thank you for giving that to them by the example. That's far more important. In eternity, they will bless you. God will richly reward you. Are you willing to fight for their souls or not? Adults and students, where are your hearts, your love? If it is in the body and of the body, when corrected, you will rebel. If it is the soul, when corrected, it's not easy, but you will appreciate it deep down, or at least in the future. For as it says in the Psalms, thy rod is as a comfort to me, thy staff, the rod of correction. It's a reassurance that we're going to get to the right place because we're kept on the path. And God has assigned parents, teachers, and other adults to do that. I once told my nephew, a few years of pain now, and maybe 5 years or around there, going through some rough years, maybe more. It is painful to do the right thing, to get to the right place. But then after that, you have 50 years or more of getting it right. You're not stuck in a life not knowing how to live, not being able to function in society, let alone save your soul. It's the same with parenting. Parents, for a few years of pain, you have a lifetime of thank yous and an eternity of bliss. If you do it right from the beginning, the battle's much easier. If that's not possible, God's grace will fix what is beyond nature. Hope is never lost as long as you pray. And the idea, of course, the critical part of all this is what? To teach them self-control. You're not going to be there someday. They need you to teach them how to control themselves. Defiance is normal at certain ages. Without grace, of course, I'll agree with that. But it was dealt with in the past, but not today. The devil has demonized proper, loving discipline. So we come to solutions. This is a positive aspect, if we make it so. Communication. We have to get rid of the electronics and see the change. As one man told me on the plane, this person isn't even Catholic, let alone traditional Catholic. He said, when my daughters were about 5 years old, I got the TV out of the house. You wouldn't believe the change I saw in the dynamic of the family. Why? Everybody's locked into their own little world. How can there be any bonding there? How can you lead people to God? It's not going to happen. Sit down as a family for dinner. Make the time. It is critical. It's been pointed out in the past. Years ago, it was a problem. It's worse today. It is a must. It's not just a nice thing that would you kind of want to think about. Values. Students, is God first or your friends? Parents, is God first or your children? Teachers and other adults in their lives, is God first or human consideration? How do we correct? Do we say something once, twice, three, four, five, 10 times? We lower ourselves. We lose respect. They're not going to listen. One time, you correct. Calmly, you earn respect. There is a change. Not harsh and overbearing. Extremes are our tendency by the fall, where the devil catches us off guard on both ends of those extremes. Pope Pius XI said that parents, or I would say teachers, that fail to correct, you hate your children. And those are strong words, but they're strong medicine. Don't let the bitter prevent taking necessary medicine. Ask for the grace that you need to follow God's plan. Pope Pius XII, I believe it was, that spoke of sports and activities for children as it's a means to an end. Things that they like, that's a means to a spiritual end, not an end in itself. Else, they will learn to serve self. The almighty me. Overcoming self is the goal. Among so many faithful clients of the Blessed Virgin, none are true or faithful but those who are led by her spirit. I have said that the spirit of Mary was the spirit of God because she was never led by her own spirit, but always by the spirit of God, who has rendered himself so completely master of her that he has become her own spirit. It is on this account that St. Ambrose says, let the soul of Mary be in each one of us to magnify the Lord, and the spirit of Mary be in each one of us to rejoice in God. Family life is meant to be joyful. Not a true joy. We don't have conflict because everybody's kind of doing their own thing and we're not worried about it. A soul is happy indeed who, like the good Jesuit lay brother Alphonse Rodriguez, who died in the odor of sanctity, is all possessed and overruled by the Spirit of Mary. The Spirit, a spirit meek and strong, not anger but strength. Zealous and prudent, humble and courageous, pure and faithful, pure and fruitful. The Blessed Mother helps us to become better mothers, yes, but better fathers? Her spouse is Saint Joseph. The Holy Ghost is her spouse. The apostles were weak and timid before. right up to the ascension. Even after the ascension, they went and they hid in the upper room, like too many of us. But after Pentecost, they were transformed. And it shows the power of the Holy Ghost and how much we need the Holy Ghost in this problem. That's why we need our Blessed Mother. She will make that fruitful. Where do we start? Pray and sacrifice, a true and solid devotion to the Sacred Heart. It's an answer to all family problems. Every parent, every teacher, every adult, everyone concerned for souls, read there's a book, the Pope's on Youth. Read it. The Holy Ghost guiding us through the popes, giving us solutions to this critical issue. By these means, we can cause joy over lost sheep brought back to the fold. Not just one indeed, but many more are being lost. Our families are not solid. I plead with every one of you, if you love God, if you love your family, if you love your own soul, you will learn to love and to live, learn to love to live the role that God has given each and every one of us in His master plan. We are talking immortal souls. We're talking eternity. Where is your faith? Rediscover it. Increase it. If we cannot face an angry man or woman or child that is a cause of much trouble in this situation, how will we face our judge? The souls whose loss you caused by your lack of diligence and vigilance, your lack of true love of our Blessed Mother, how will you face your judge who will cast you into hell for not doing your God-given duty? It has been said that many priests go to hell for not their own sins, but the sins they allow and do not correct. Do you really believe you are exempt? I do not plan to be such a priest. That's why I'm giving this sermon. Do you plan to be such an adult? No. Nobody says, I'm going to go to hell. But it will happen by default. It will happen if you do not oppose fallen nature. If you do not do the work that is painful, we all have lots of work to do. Why? So we can make it through the gathering storm which threatens our souls and those we love. What do you need to hear? If it's tough now and we take our obligations serious, it's going to be easy on Judgment Day. There is a point to fighting for what we believe in. Please don't give up. It's not about the school we want for our children, whether you go to this school or not. Pray that God help us all to understand we must make it the school that He wants, lest we forever fail. That is the point of all of this, to form souls in ourselves and in others that will profess Christ fearlessly as St. Peter did in the gospel. We need fearless apostles today. Where is the positive in all of this? The positive is that we do the right thing, we all get to heaven. The positive is yours to form or to let wither. It is in your hands by God's grace. The positive is only possible with the guidance of our Blessed Mother. Will you let her or will you not? Jesus, meek and humble of heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.